In this fourth video for topic one, we are focusing on one of the most important sentences in this course. Christian marriage is received, not invented. That statement may sound simple, but it is powerful. It protects the Christian wedding officiant from many modern confusions. In today's culture, many people are taught to create their own meaning. They may hear phrases like, live your truth, define love for yourself, or marriage means whatever you decide it means. These ideas sound personal and compassionate at first, but they can quietly move marriage away from God's design and into self-invention. The Christian wedding officiant must lovingly resist that drift. A bride and groom do not come to the wedding ceremony to invent marriage. They come to enter marriage. They are entering something older than themselves, deeper than romance, stronger than feelings, and more sacred than the wedding industry can understand. Marriage belongs first to God. Genesis shows marriage rooted in creation. Jesus affirms that creation foundation in Matthew 19. The apostles teach marriage as a place of faithfulness, holiness, mutual responsibility, love, and witness. Revelation even uses marriage imagery to point to the wedding supper of the Lamb. So when a Christian officiant leads a wedding, the officiant is not saying, let us create a meaning that fits this couple. The officiant is saying, let us help this bride and groom enter God's covenant design with faith, joy, reverence, and public promise. That does not mean the couple's story is ignored. Their story matters. Their meeting matters. Their families matter. Their struggles matter. Their joys matter. Their hopes matter. They are embodied souls before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. Their bodies, histories, emotions, desires, wounds, and callings are part of the real ministry moment. But their story is not sovereign. Their story must be brought under God's larger story. That is the difference between Christian personalization and postmodern self-invention. Christian personalization says, let us honor your story under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. Postmodern self-invention says, your story creates the truth. The Christian officiant must know the difference. Here is a practical example. A couple may say, we want the ceremony to be completely about us. A wise officiant does not need to react harshly. You might say, I do want the ceremony to reflect your story. But because this is a Christian wedding, the ceremony is also about God's design for marriage, the vows you are making, and the covenant you are entering. That one sentence can gently recenter the ceremony. This is also where ministry sciences helps us. The officiant observes the language people use. Are they speaking mostly about the wedding day or about married life? Are they focused only on emotion or also on promise? Are they using Christian words but thinking in self-authored categories? Are they treating vows as sacred promises or as romantic decoration? The officiant observes the pattern, interprets it under Scripture, and responds with wise ministry. For the one wedding officiant, this helps you avoid a generic ceremony. For the ordained wedding officiant, this keeps repeated ministry from becoming routine. For the chaplain, this gives clarity when ceremonies happen in urgent or unusual settings. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this helps connect the ceremony to long-term covenant formation. Marriage received, not invented. That is the foundation. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. And the Christian wedding officiant stands there as a faithful witness to that holy covenant reality.